Die Samstagskracher bei Netto Markendiscount.
Was ist im Angebot?
Melitta Bella Crema, La Crema.
Ganze Kaffeebohnen.
Ein Kilo für?
13 Euro.
Nee, für nur 8,88 Euro.
Dann geh doch zu Netto.
Don't try to run, don't try to hide.
What's up, fool? Podcast with Felipe Esparza, Rodrigo Torres, Lisa Esparza, on the wheels of steel over there, texting, doing the social media. Because my advice to anybody out there always ask me, man, Felipe, I'm going to start my own podcast and I want you to be a guest. No, I'm not going to be a guest. Can I be a guest on a podcast with four episodes? First of all, it's not even established yet. I don't know what the hell you're doing. I don't want to get to your place. You have no studio. The place smells like socks. Once I smell socks, I'm like Shark Tank, bro. I'm out. Because if I could smell socks, that means the ass is dirty. Yeah.
What's
everything
next?
Else is dirty, bro. Once I smell socks, I'm out. Like the dirty sock smell that smells like old bread. Yeah. So... my advice, and I told Rodrigo when he did his podcast, and I told George Martin when they did their podcast, have a bunch of podcasts recorded before you release them, at least 10. If you can't do 10, 7. 10, man. And every week you release one, and then you have 10 weeks, man, to do another show. It's hard, man, to start off with just one.
Yeah, man.
It is hard. You started with one?
I put out five.
Five, right? But the first one was tough, huh?
Fuck yeah.
Who's going to do it? Let's talk about Toe Jam.
I need a producer.
Yeah, like, did you start off knowing what you were going to say?
Fuck no. You announced it, eh? This fool's going to have a podcast.
Yeah, man.
I was like,
here we have 30 episodes.
38.
Yo, 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 it keeps going, bro. They had Willie Barcel on the show, bro.
What's up, big dog?
That fool talks like Kanye West, bro.
Hey, hang on, bro.
Every word has to be prolific.
Hey, bro, I'm just here to spread knowledge, bro.
You gotta get that fool here, bro. But I want to do it in a live show, bro. there could be a lot of witnesses.
I said witness.
Yeah, I have that fool exploding, bro. Because we're going to get to the hard question. We're going to get to the hard question. Right now, bro, he's just been like when a politician all goes to Fox News, so everybody's cheering him on.
Hey, fool, nobody wants to explode, huh, fool?
Nobody wants to explode, bro. Like, we don't want somebody to just walk out of the interview when they get uncomfortable. Like, you can't walk out of an interview in a live audience, bro. You got to sit there and take it.
Fuck yeah, dude. You got to fucking maintain your composure, dog.
But I've been listening to it, man.
Neither have I.
But I've heard some of it about the Laugh Factory and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know when the Laugh Factory... When did you hear the first time you heard of Latino Night anywhere?
The first time, the Laugh Factory. I was going to say the Latino Laugh Factory. The Latino Night at the Laugh Factory. Mondays. Didn't that shit get started with Boomer and Paul Rodriguez and all that?
Boomer Cervantes on Paro 106.
Word on the street, you guys had lines around Laurel Canyon.
Man, that fool was dressing, bro. Like, I don't know what happened to some people, like, in the 90s. Like, denim was trying to come back.
Hell yeah.
And people were trying to push it, but nobody really went for it.
Stonewashed jeans.
Like, that fool would wear t-shirts with like, those, I don't know, with their straps on the back of the jean. And then the front part would be leather.
Damn.
And they wear a leather hat.
Damn, that was before Ed Hardy, huh?
Yeah, that was the beginning of douche. That was at the beginning, bro. Right?
Baby dude.
But right after that, studs. You know, little studs came back on pants.
Right,
studs. And Joey Medina was going strong, bro, with deep pockets.
Those big-ass pockets, huh? You could fit a tablet
like
in
true
there.
True religion, right?
True religion, bro.
That's true all that little cousin of Ed Hardy right there. Closing.
Yeah, Joe Nash or Jerry Nash.
Josh Nasher.
Josh Nasher.
Josh Nasser is a reformed, an admitted reformed douchebag dresser.
I remember Josh Nasser came in the first time to the Laugh Factory, bro. Never forget. We talked about it in a podcast. I never seen a guy walk in with another woman, and she had a chain wallet, too.
Gangsta.
Like a chain wallet. This fool are part of a Ninja Force crew in West Hollywood.
That's some fucking hardcore Hollywood outfit.
We lost another comedian, bro.
Fuck, not another one. Like three of them, right?
Three of them, right? No, the other one was already passed away.
Okay, the one in the airplane.
But I just found out.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Siddiqui Fuller.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, man. That guy used to be the Golden State Warriors warrior.
Mascot, right?
Mascot. If you guys go back to the Michael Jordan days, he used to be the mascot. He used to jump out of a trampoline and do a backflip and then slam dunk on the ball. Slam dunk on a basket and then point at Jordan. That's how we do it.
Yeah, man. I remember he told us that story. He smoked with Latrice Spellwell. Latrice Spreewell.
Spreewell. That's when he came out with those Spreewell rims.
Right. And that was a little bit right before when he choked the coach. And then he got sent to New York. But yeah, he's a cool brother, man. R.A.P., man.
That fool said Mario Cruz is on watching us live.
Give it up for Georgia.
What's up, fool? Welcome, everybody, who's watching us right now live on YouTube. And, man, that's a good joke you just said over there. I never thought about it, but that's hilarious. I might go home and take my T-shirt off and change it, but now it's too late. That fool said, would you get a job at Trader Joe's, bro?
That's even better than a Trader Joe's
team. Yeah, bro. I work at Trader Joe's, bro. I'm a parking enforcer, bro.
Do you need bags?
You know what, Raza? Where's a vape? Saludos, Raza. Watching no more vape, from dog. Pleasant Hill, California.
Hello.
Pleasant Hill. Where's Pleasant Hill?
It's up there next to...
Pleasanton?
Yeah.
Next to...
Roseville,
all that shit. Upcoming show, ladies and gentlemen. Drama... No. Start all over. Upcoming shows. Ignacio, Colorado at Skyview Casino. That's tomorrow, Saturday, May 19. Larry Bubbles Brown, Rodrigo Torres, Shawnee Rocky, the man, the myth, the man with shoulder blades. Urban Improv, California, May 24th through the 27th. Oh, shit. We have a good show this week. Rodrigo's going to show up on Thursday, then disappear and go to Mexico and bring back my toe jam medicine.
Who said disappear? No, I'm coming back, dog.
He's going to go to Mexico for a wedding.
Never seen him again.
And then he's going to go to... No, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to stay with us. Also, Miami, May 31st. I'm at the Magic City Casino. I'm headlining the Ultimate Miami Comedian Competition and closing it out with an hour-long set.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's going to be badass. I'm going to just go there a quick hour, go to La Carreta, have a little quick coffee. Also, El Paso, San Antonio, and Orlando coming up in June. Check out FelipeWorld.com/tour because I'm adding new dates all the time. And where are you going to be at?
June 10th, we're in the Long Beach Laugh Factory, Latino Night. So check that out. And also June 12th. Is going to be Riverside, Vox Theater.
My birthday is June 10th. No, my birthday is June 11th. I feel like showing up and crashing at Long Beach party, bro.
Crash at Long Beach is Sunday, the day before your birthday, and then the Riverside show the day after.
You're Benny Mena.
Yeah, man. I'll be out there, big dog. You know, right here.
I saw Benny Mena on a flyer for a comedy show, and I was shocked.
Was that with Edwanda White?
I was shocked.
Well, what happened?
It was clean comedy.
Yeah. Edwanda, comedy, how clean did, comedy
how,
explosion.
How did he clean up that joke? Yum, yum, yum.
Can't do that one tonight, eh?
I was tripping out, man. Like, I don't know if it's just older comics or I think people were just went to college, I guess. Or they went to college first, then they decided, you know what? I have a better dream of being a stand-up comedian.
A better dream.
I didn't go to college. I just wanted to be a comedian my whole life. So I went to 4 years of drug addiction first instead of college. And then after that, I cleaned up. I realized I want to be a comedian. But...
Is that like backpacking in Europe for a year?
Yeah, like backpacking. I was more like backpacking in Echo Park. I was backpacking at the LA River. I was river dancing. That's a good one. I'm going to use that later. So, forgot my point.
Well, the fools that come out and go to college.
So every time I see a documentary about comedians, and I'm going to just go out and just say it, bro. White comedians, right? They always have a set list for every fucking show they gotta do. Like, oh, this is my joke when I do a clean show. This is my jokes when I do a set that's more blue. These are my 30-minute set list when I got to do a Latino room. This is my 20-minute set of things not to do at a black show. You know what I mean? It's like they have to have a list of jokes they got to do in a certain place. Whatever happened to just write jokes that are funny that everybody's going to laugh at?
Got to categorize it.
It's like they gotta be like, oh, like every documentary about comedy comedians and the show the white comedians, like even Orny Adams,
Orny Adams
on the Seinfeld show, he had a box of scripts that he read it. He had a set list. You see,
if I got
tons. I'm Jewish. I got tons of material for Jewish stuff. If I'm
going to
do an engineer joke, I got tons of stuff on East India, and I got tons of this stuff, and I got tons of that. And hey, I'm just ready for somebody to book me.
He's but then
you
prepared.
You see these guys do a show before you, and it's the same fucking jokes. Like nothing new, bro. It's like, if you can't write a joke that's going to work everywhere, drop it. That's my advice for any comedian out there, man. Or don't take the gig. Like, I never have to change my jokes to perform anywhere. Except, I might take the word bitch out, asshole, fuck, piece of shit, you fucking ass. You know, I take those words out. And I did a show one where I couldn't say breast or bosom, bro. I couldn't even mention any anatomy of the woman's body. So, to not offend everybody, I turned it around and I said, instead of saying that I was with a woman, she took her clothes off and her clothes and her body opened up like a life raft. But I couldn't say that because there were a lot of ladies there.
Yeah.
I just changed it, you know. When I get home, I take my open up my pants and I open up like a life raft and my arms are the oars. Yeah. So I cleaned it up. But I didn't have to go over there and write 35 minutes of hacky Walmart jokes, bro.
There's a game program here, man.
I'm not saying that I'm the best, but I don't get it, man.
Like, you don't do it like that.
I don't do it that way, man. I don't just don't do it that way.
But do you think they look at it like
then,
scientifically?
I think a lot of comedians now, man, they pick comedy shows like boxers pick fights.
I was just going to say that.
Like, they're for real. Like,
theme?
There's this guy. They know that.
There's a guy that goes, he's an animal. Yeah, he's an animal at the comedy store only. Only. Other times, he's doing editing, he's doing videos, he's doing YouTube.
Editing.
He's doing editing most of the time. But for real, it's like, he's an animal, bro. He's ferocious. Yeah, he's ferocious in that room full of white people. Where everybody knows him from a popular podcast. Everybody's there to cheer him on. But bro, where's the true gritty? Where's you? Can you pop in on a black on Chocolate Sunday and ask for a 5-minute set?
Right. That's
can you bump? Can you walk in like Amy Schumer, in between the black audience? Like, hey, excuse me. Can I go up right now, Tony Rock? Nah, man. Nah, I doubt it, man.
I've had black comedians tell me a couple tell me that they don't feel comfortable doing Chocolate Sunday because they are more reserved type comics. They're not like what they called themselves. They're not Def Jam style comics. They don't come out there with like the self hype and all that stuff. But it doesn't matter who you are. I've worked Chocolate Sundays for years. It was one of the best nights to work. But it didn't matter who you were as a comic. If you were funny, they didn't care. They didn't care.
And they didn't care who you were. You know what it is, man?
They didn't care if you were a little white lady or whatever. Like,
bombing hurts.
Yeah.
Bombing hurts. Getting up there and getting no laugh for 10 minutes, it's a long 10 minutes. It could feel like 45.
Well,
I went through 20 minutes of material one time in 5 minutes.
It can happen, man.
I think they just don't want to bomb. They're afraid. They're so, so scared. You know what? They like to be the big fish in the little pool.
Well, also, like, Chocolate Sundays can feel like Apollo, like Showtime at the Apollo, where they're ruthless when they're ruthless.
Very judgmental up front.
They're ruthless. But if you're funny, it doesn't
matter. It's funny, man.
But it's a real test of whether you're funny or not.
But I see people that – there's also people that only kill Chocolate Sunday. But you put him somewhere, people are quiet.
That's true.
And then he can't really talk to the audience, bro, because he's used to going, yo, man, where you from? Yo, man, you better shut up. You know, but you go to an audience where really quiet, they get really nervous. Oh, man, I need somebody to go up there with energy before me.
Where's my hype man?
For real, man. All the people who are geniuses at comedy only perform in one club. They're animals, bro.
It's true, though.
Or this guy has this killer bit. I can't wait to try it out. I can't wait to him do it. Bro, why are you excited about his joke? Write your own fucking jokes. I hate when comedians, man, You know, they put down a piece of paper, they put down their phone, and there's a picture of their glasses, and then there's a notebook,
pencil,
maybe a cupcake right there with coffee, and they go, the grind. Like the grind. It's like everybody lying to us now on social media.
Hell yeah, everybody's lying. You think everybody's really shining like that, bro?
Superstar, bro.
You get to create your own persona.
Come on, dog. It's the first time you can lie ever.
It's like people cannot talk without just being free. They got to construct a big sentence and leave a message out there. Or like when every time I go read for a project and it's written by Latino, there's always a fucking message, bro. Why is there got to be a fucking message? Can't we just fucking have a fucking show where people die and there's no, like, nobody feeling sorry for each other?
There's no car wash fundraiser.
Nobody saying, oh, man, that's the wrong Latinos represent us. That's a problem for the Latino community, bro. Like, the wrong Latino represent us. First of all, Paulo Drew does not represent me. George Lopez doesn't represent me. They represent, you know?
Yeah, dude.
No, because they're different type of people.
Totally.
Like, I don't represent a lot of people. I represent the ghetto-ass motherfuckers. I represent the people, man, who call in sick to work from their car in the parking lot.
Who says a ghetto-ass motherfucker?
Yeah. But when I saw George Lopez, Paul Drew, the first, I said, yeah, these people are repping me. Uh-huh. That's the way I feel. That's the way I talk. But I never felt like to say, like, if they were, like, they represent me. Because now they say something political, and then people say, fuck that.
You get all crazy.
Oh, you don't like them now, homie?
I know.
What have you ever done for La Raza?
What have you done for La Raza?
And like a Latino or maybe even an African American cannot make $1 million before somebody tugging at him going, yo, man, we need money for this Pico Union gym. We're losing funds. It's like white comedians could just be comedians, bro. And like nobody goes down on Jerry Seinfeld. Hey, man, you're not representing Israel, man. You see all that bombing that's going on in Gaza? Don't you care, fucking Seinfeld?
They don't have his number.
What's the deal with Gaza?
After about 250,000, I'm changing my number, dog. It's over.
What we should do is just ban rocks. What's up, fool? You got a show coming up?
Yeah, June 10th and
what's up, little fool that meet you want to slap your back, bro?
They want to get a little bodyguard. Dog. Come on, man. Let me pat you on the back, dog.
What's up, fool, man?
What's up, dog?
Let's introduce our guest, bro. We just invite him to our show.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
What's up, Food Drama Club Podcast?
How you guys doing? Welcome.
Hi.
Steph and Max.
May.
No, I'm sorry, man. I don't have my glasses. You didn't put them on.
If you were too busy taking that picture for your Instagram, grinding.
Yes, I was.
Hashtag
what? Too busy grinding.
Drama Club with Steph and May. And I said Max because I started from the corner of my peripheral. Yes, I need glasses now. You know how I found out I needed glasses?
When?
The 65-year-old lady loaned me hers.
Oh.
No, she didn't loan it to me. I was doing a show in D.C. and I was trying to, she gave me something to read and I couldn't read it. She goes, what are you, illiterate too?
Oh my God.
And I said, illiterate too? What else am I? What did you think about first?
Blind.
So what's up, fool, man?
Foolettes.
The foolettes right here, bro.
Oh, backup dancers.
That would be a good one, man.
Backup dancers.
Oh.
That's like fucking what's the name, Moms? The one that sings over there in Vegas. They come out in a spacesuit.
Wayne Newton.
The Wayne Newton.
Oh, there's that Cher.
And he has those 65-year-old ladies and up. They're the Waynettes.
Ooh.
Wayniacs.
Wayniacs.
Yeah, not the Waynettes. So.
We need some foolettes, bro. Foolettes. We need some, make the merch.
Yeah. I gotta make merch that says Foolettes.
Yeah, the Foolettes. V-neck.
PM.
With a V-neck. I gotta make t-shirts. I wanna make a girl's V-neck. Yeah.
I always thought it'd be a good idea. Maybe sexist, but it's still a good idea.
Even better.
Like a good business would be if a woman.
Yes, this is a sexist idea.
I know, but still a woman shoe shine company.
Shoe shine company with women.
Just women with big boobs.
Titties and shine. Okay.
And then while
shiny titties.
Then while the guy shining her, she's shining the guy's shoe, he's looking down her blouse, chipping her.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Have it at every airport.
Just an airport?
I mean, it's a sexist idea, but the thing is, if there are women who want to do it,
yeah.
Go ahead. I don't care. I'm not knocking strippers. They want to do it.
Better than taking your
fun.
Clothes off.
Yeah, it's way
is
better
it,
than
is
that.
It though?
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends. Is it though?
Is it? I don't
but
know.
I couldn't do any job personally. I know this guy's boner is like a few feet from my face.
Right.
I just can't deal with that.
Yeah.
Work with a V-neck. She made no money that day. But also, you know, and also guys, a lot of men do shoe shine. Yeah. And when I speak to them, they always got to put on an act. You just can't, like, you can't There's be a shoe shine man with good teeth. You can't be. You got to have a little act. So when I talked to that shoe shine guy in Houston, he said he had a whole act. Like, he takes his teeth out and he shoe shine with no teeth.
Nice.
And he has dirty shoes and he dresses up, you know, like he's in that musical, Newsies. Yeah. And he, when he's shining them real fast, he makes a little noise so it looks like he's going faster.
It's a little pop.
He goes and they tip me extra. But what he really, but he told me what I really do is I run like 2 after hour clubs.
Yeah, he was a promoter, right?
Yeah, for 2 after hour clubs from 2 in the morning, they run to 11 in the morning. Then he showed me a photo of him at the clubs. Fool, he literally just came from Mike Epps concert.
He was put all, his teeth on for that?
Yes.
Okay.
And he had a nice hat.
Nice.
And he was with pretty women and everybody was looking nice, but when he goes to work in the morning, back taking my shoes off, looking like Geppetto from Pinocchio.
And Bishop Bullwinkle.
Hey, I thought you were gonna say he had one leg. I was waiting for that.
No, you know what? You never
that
know,
really
man.
Good feature.
You never know. You know, he didn't have one leg, but he had crutches hanging on that. So what's up, fool? We have Steph and May here, man. Where do you get from? How'd you start your podcast? First of all, tell us about your podcast. We want to know. We got fools here, excited. They don't even care. They go, I can't wait. But they're all into social media and celebrities and drama, TMZ, everything, man. I know a lot of shit that went down when I was with Mike Epps. It went viral. It went crazy. People were talking about it when he brought a kangaroo on stage.
What?
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. He had a kangaroo
in Detroit.
Yeah.
He brought him on stage, and then the kangaroo was doing West Side. He was up there.
Oh, nice.
For real, he's dancing like this. West Side. He almost slapped Mike Epps. And in the morning, but I had posted a video before Mike Epps went on stage with a kangaroo. Mm-hmm. But I went home to my hotel room with him. We were very, very tired. We probably fell asleep around 1 in the morning, and we just smoked and fell asleep. In the morning, though, I was a hater. I was against animals. You call yourself vegan, you fat piece of shit. Don't you care about animals?
Did you eat the kangaroo? Yeah.
No, I just posted a photo. Yes, he's still in
here. With tattoos.
He's doing happy.
Yeah.
But I've eaten kangaroo before, and it's delicious.
Nice.
But I was an animal hater, and I didn't know why. And then I went to Mike Epps' page, and damn, PETA was on him, and he had to pay money for animal shelters. Everything.
Oh, he gave in. To? He got extorted.
He felt
pressured. Yeah. He felt pressured too.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, yeah, Steph, do you want to tell him about our podcast?
Yeah, we're just friends, and we like to talk shit, and we like celebrity gossip, so we just started podcasting together.
Yeah. So that I like to say that we also try to think of something that we could do together that did not require talent. No offense.
That's what's up.
Tell him like it is.
With you, Rodrigo's right here, man.
Yeah.
Doing one impersonation. Tony Soprano. Give him some love.
Yeah, give us some.
Good night.
What? May does great impersonations.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do a couple. I got a handful.
Cardi B.
Oh, no, I don't do Cardi B. I should. I should add that to my repertoire.
Bardi B.
Yeah.
Bardi
B.
There's a new Latina bro coming out of Mexico. Carne B, bro. Yeah.
Carnitas B.
Carne asada B.
But we're fans of Rodrigo because we...
Thank you.
You're kidding me.
We went to UC Riverside.
Yeah. What?
That's where we became friends.
Yeah, so shout out to Riverside.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm from Fontana, though.
Fontucket in the house.
Yeah. Fontana.
I'm from Guatemala.
Hey.
Originally?
Yeah.
Chapina.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
May just got her papeles.
Yeah, like...
We helped her out.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Was it tough?
It was expensive.
It was expensive, yeah, and it took for fucking ever. But, you know, I did it. I'm going to vote this year, which I'm real excited about.
Oh, you're
about.
American citizen now?
Yeah,
no, she just, that's what she's saying. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's,
yeah.
But have you been a permanent resident, for a long time?
Since I was a senior in high school. So, yeah.
It was easy for her.
That's good. It was tough for me. It's still tough for me.
You're still studying.
Every time I get a book for a show in Canada, I come back with no money because all my everything I have to pay for costs a trip.
It's to help him cross.
Yeah. They cost me $6,000 to get into Canada last time, and when I came back, I was penniless.
There should be a plaque of you right there in Canada. Thank you very much for the donations.
Yeah, they should, bro. Yeah. Give me a mounty horse.
Come back.
That one guy from Canada, Tony and Holly, you know, he had an old thing in his past from when he was 18 or 19, and he's like 50-something now, and he still has trouble crossing. He still has to get a letter. Yeah, he has to get a letter to come back and forth from Canada and the U.S. Yeah.
But you have to put a seal.
Because Canada's very strict. Canada's super strict.
Yeah. Canada, when you go to Canada, even if you have a clean record, they'll find something. If you got arrested when you were 10 for marijuana, they'll
DUIs.
Find it. And they won't let you in.
DUIs, possession, yeah. Even no matter how old you were, so, yeah.
Speaking of celebrity, Chris Brown couldn't get in, remember?
Yeah, Chris, well, yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell that story, but.
Yeah, tell it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Gossip right here.
Yeah.
Another attorney, immigration lawyer, not mine, another one told us.
Yeah, a few years ago, he had, because of his criminal record.
Did it come on the news? Nothing.
Yeah, he had shown up to the border. He did some shows in New York, and then he had 4 sold-out shows through Live Nation up in Canada. And he couldn't cross. And they showed up with, they had semis there with lighting gear and everything.
Merch.
And they had to turn, everybody
merch.
Had to turn away from the border because they didn't let him in. He hadn't been cleared.
Wow.
You know. I bet you he cried at the border. Because I've seen people get turned down and they have to go back to Indonesia. And man, they're crying, man. Mm-hmm. But the people never have their paperwork together, though.
That's true too. He just thought he could cross, and they said, no, you got this thing in your background. And they're like, wait, we have 4 sold out shows.
Do you think he was like, what
taking care of it?
What are you talking about?
So I said, hold on. Huh? Google.
I'm Christian.
I'm about to punch him, man.
I'm Christian. Huh?
When I went to Mexico, I went to a place called Rocky Point, Puerto Peñasco, in Sonora. We're crossing. Phoenix, Tucson, Arizona to go to Mexico. Man, it was the scariest shit ever, man. They pulled over all of us.
Yeah.
And all these soldiers were young, dude, like trigger happy probably. Prietos, bro. Like young, bro. They were young, dude. And I was like, man, this will just kill us all right here.
Yeah.
Nobody will know. And they were going through everything, bro. They opened up every box and nothing, even our wallets, everything. And then they finally let us through. But they had to pay them to bring all the equipment in.
Wow.
They were shopping. They made it look like they were searching you, but they were shopping.
They have a rusty-ass M16, bro.
Have you had nothing to be afraid of, man.
Oh, scary-ass soldiers, bro. They were in blue uniforms. Could they be intimidating, right, in Mexico?
Shit, our soldiers are intimidating.
Yeah. I'm more afraid of soldiers in other countries because I feel just they'll kill you, man. I don't know.
Are you scared of the soldiers in Riverside?
Nah.
The Riverside soldiers are some shit, though. Yeah.
They'll do anything.
Applejack Alley wants to know if anybody moved to Canada after Trump elected. Yeah, bro, your mom moved out, bro.
Nobody,
man. She got scared, dog.
Have you ever heard of El Commander?
El Commander, El Commander, he goes up on stage with a bazooka.
Yeah, like gold-plated.
Yeah, what you hear about him?
I was just saying, like, their army has, like, messed up guns, but El Commander has, like, gold-plated AK-47.
Yeah, I've seen him before.
Yeah, I've seen him at a concert on video. These guys come up with bazookas, but they're shooting on shirts.
I seen that fool in Fresnillo.
He's hardcore, the bodyguards.
Oh, dude.
Are those real bullets
cartel
that he has?
Shit. Nah, dude. Bullshit, dog.
He's got it at a Hot Topic.
But they do roll with full draw straps.
Right?
I mean,
and his bulletproof vest is like Gucci, so I respect it.
Oh, nice.
It's all like fucking G-Unit type shit, but not cool stuff.
What's their music? Because there's the norteñas. What's their narco music?
It's basically just a hardcore version of Tigres del Norte.
Like hardcore hip hop, right?
Yeah.
Narco corridos.
Yeah.
It's corridos. Just like they started that shit 40 years ago. This is just like 40 years later version. Yeah.
But, is it more like, are their fans young or the old people?
Young fools.
Like young, like.
Probably like their oldest fans are in their 30s.
Because when we were doing that show.
The same as like Gerardo Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
His sort
fools.
Of fans, too.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's that hardcore, right?
No, he's not
hardcore.
He's trying to be more pop.
Do these bands,
and more mainstream.
Do these bands feud with other bands and like cartels do?
Oh, like an East Coast, West Coast
type?
Then
they talk
die.
Shit. They talk their little fucking wars on social media and shit. But the thing with, like, if you guys remember, like, 10 years ago, that dude, Valentina Lizadre, he was taught, they told him not to sing a song in Sonora, and they blasted that fool after. He's the last major fool to get killed.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. On stage, yeah. Huh?
Chalino Sanchez got killed for some bullshit like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But supposedly he was into other shit. But all those fools that fuck with those, any of that stuff are associated with all that shit.
Yeah.
You fucking crybabies right here.
like
to talk shit, but once somebody talks, they get all sad now.
Give some Kleenex.
He's the other way. He went Hollywood. No, bro, you went Hollywood, bro. You fucking crybaby.
Who said
he
likes your Hollywood
shirt? We went Burbank.
No, man. Somebody already said that. I work at Trader Joe's.
You're the manager, Trader Joe's.
Joke of the night.
Where are those wasabi cashews at, man?
Trader Jose's.
Yeah. Trader Pepe's, bro. So how long have you been doing your podcast, and where can people listen to it at?
We've been doing our podcast for going on 2 months.
Yeah.
Now I think we're brand new.
Hell yeah.
You can find us
out the gate then.
Yeah. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, anywhere you listen to podcasts, and we're just The Drama Club.
Every Thursday.
Yeah.
How many episodes do you guys have?
I think we're like 12 deep, right?
Oh, yeah, we just had our 10th anniversary. I had to take me out on a date.
I think if you want to start with one, I would start with you like our Monica Lewinsky episode.
Yeah, that episode's hilarious.
What happened? You guys have to dress here?
No, but I found out that Monica Lewinsky's Salvadorian and I lost my shit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No,
let's talk about
half,
this.
Half.
The good half.
Yeah.
In the White House, yo. In
la Casa Blanca.
La Salvatrucha made it all the way up there.
That was funny, man. How are you going to get rid of MS-13 when Salvadorian made it into the White House?
She's low key part of MS.
Yeah, she
got an MS tattoo on her back.
In her tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Took 13 shots to the face.
Wow, she was Salvadoran. You knew that?
I didn't know that.
Her dad was born there, and he moved here when he was like 14. So shout out to her dad.
Oh yeah, Salvadorans, you guys are famous for
fellatio. He fled that war. Cerote, ¿qué pasó con el Lewinsky?
Who you learned that from? Your mom or your dad?
But his dad was born Lewinsky in El Salvador. He's Jewish?
Yeah, their grandparents or something fled Europe. So his parents moved to El Salvador, and then he was born there.
Well, that's true, man. I was trying to find out why so many German influences in Mexico, and I looked it up. Eh?
Nice.
Maximilio, bro. He let those fools in.
French.
And Bismarck. They made a deal, yeah.
But that's crazy, huh?
All fucking South America.
They had a Germany colony, bro. Nuevo Alemana in Mexico.
They do? I didn't know that.
I didn't know either. That's why they have so many accordion players.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Trump and tubas.
Tubas. And stuff, yeah.
Fucking pum 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 pum.
Oof.
Oh, cabrón. Como que alemán, puto.
No mames, güey.
Oh, we were watching this stand-up comedian in Mexico, and like, man, I was thinking, if I could do jokes in Spanish, I just gotta say, no mames, after every show.
That's the exclamation point.
No mames, güey.
Don't even talk, just no mames, dog.
En la tienda estaba la mujer y no mames, güey. And then have someone take like a little boy.
You have to dress like a clown because for some reason everyone over there.
Yeah, you got to be a character like in Mexico.
Yeah. Or you need a little bumblebee in The Simpsons.
Or you need a little person.
Well, that was a real dude though on like Channel 22.
That was Chapolin.
Yeah.
they had that fool used to sell insurance on Channel 22. Dressed in a bumblebee suit.
Oh, yeah.
That's like 90s
shit. Yeah, that's old school. Mm-hmm. Okay, did I make this up or does Don Francisco have a sex scandal?
No, you wrote that in our list of scandals.
I know.
I didn't know he can get it up.
Don Francisco?
That fool like 70?
You think that's why he ended the...
When did he have time?
Oh, really? The show?
Yeah.
Who's done with, huh?
When did he have time? He worked all day Saturday.
Hey, all those chicks are hot, though, dude.
Yeah.
He's German.
He's something. He's something like
something. He speaks German.
Yeah, I think he's another Latin American Jew.
No, it's German.
German? German Jew? German, just German. Just German. Like white German.
White German.
So Don Francisco was a Nazi.
Yeah, when
it... Alleged.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
You want to hear the sex scandal?
I think he did.
Gloria Trevi had the trafficking scandal.
Yeah.
With her husband.
Yeah, that was really
She went to prison,
right?
too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Was she innocent of that?
Sex ring. Hell no.
No, she served time and everything.
They had a Netflix movie about her, and they kind of glossed over that shit.
Hmm.
I was disappointed.
Francisco de Jesus, would you go back to work already? All right, guys, I'm out. Re-listen later. I didn't even know that was a fucking word. How about I'll just listen to it later? We're going to be all Mexican bands have German instruments. And hello, German brought the beer, and some of the oldest Mexican brewery was started by the Germans.
That's right. True. And cheese
too.
Factories sit down there, yeah.
Cheesecake factory.
No, cheese factory. Cheese makers and beer makers taught Mexicans how to do it. Northern Mexico.
Oh, you're trying to colonize. Got kicked out. What's up, fool, man?
German Jew.
What's the latest scandal right now you guys talking about? Bring it up right here.
You were telling me earlier.
Which one?
Francis Cobain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Francis Bean Cobain?
Bean Cobain is getting divorced, right?
I didn't know she got married.
I know, me too. That's what I said.
Isn't she like 12?
Yeah.
Our minds.
She's getting divorced, and the judge said that her now ex-husband can have Kurt Cobain's guitar from the Unplugged
episode.
And it's allegedly worth millions. So that's some bullshit.
I'll get a replica made and give it to that fool.
So she didn't sign a prenup, probably.
Some
kid in
Silver
Lake. They probably didn't have a prenup. And then that's his settlement, I guess, is what he's asking for.
Because she's worth $425 million.
So he's just saying, I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's sentimental value right there.
She's worth that much?
More than money.
Yeah, all the Nirvana merchandise.
Or Courtney Love with that money.
No. She gets a lot. I think she gets a lot more of it. Courtney does have say, I think, over the estate.
Control, right?
Or some sort of control, like voting rights and all that stuff when it comes to Nirvana stuff. And I don't know. I think the Kurt stuff, I feel like most of it goes to Frances.
Yeah. She used to fight with Dave Grohl all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
How old is the daughter?
20s?
Early 20s?
Early 20s, yeah.
No. She's got to be
close to 30.
Yeah, because he died. She's like already 93 or something.
Right.
Oh, that's right. It's been a while now.
She didn't even know.
I'm fucking old, man.
Never mind, bro. No.
Breaking news. Kurt Cobain is dead. You heard it first from the drama club.
She's about 26 then, probably.
The fool that heroin. Did you see that documentary?
Kurt and Courtney.
Kurt and Courtney.
Yeah. Nick Broomfield's the best documentary
maker.
He is. Maybe I acted it?
The guy from The Mentors, he said that Courtney Love
El Duce?
Offered him money to kill him.
Oh. Yeah.
That was bullshit, though. They found out that was bullshit. It was him and another fool in another band that he drove him up to Seattle and he shot him in the face.
Oh, shit.
What? What is that? What band?
And it was all this dude named Alan Wrench from this band called Alan Wrench. And they used to open for the Mentors and supposedly they went over there. But it was all a bullshit story. They're just trying to get publicity.
Yeah.
And it worked to be on a documentary.
Oh, we brought you vegan cupcakes because we know you're vegan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we don't like to show up empty-handed because our moms taught us right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take one of those. Hand me that. I've been eyeing it all morning.
I think that's like a lemon poppy seed.
Yeah. Ooh.
Any other little stories? Florida?
Oh, sorry. Any other little stories? Yeah. Oh, one of my favorite episodes is all about Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
Like her life and her mysterious death.
Because they reopened the case, right?
Right.
They did.
Very recently. And he's a person of interest, right?
Robert Wagner is. Yeah.
Yes. Armando's brother-in-law or cousin was going to investigate that, right?
Gloria's his brother-in-law. Gloria's
You guys have cousin. Like,
some sort of a connection?
Yeah, we were about this years ago. We were like we were eating, and that guy mentioned it.
Wasn't Christopher walking on that boat?
Yeah. And it sounds like the worst fucking trip
the fight,
ever.
I think.
Yeah.
Because there was like rumored to have had an affair.
So they were playing mind games with each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Mind games.
You know how actors are.
She was there, you know?
You know that boat ride was annoying.
Exactly. Yeah. The whole trip sounds horrible. They're wasted and fighting the whole time all together.
Like, yeah. Everybody slept with everybody.
And then she died at the end. So that's extra. Yeah.
On top of everything.
No, mom, Miss.
That's what she said. That's what Christopher Walken.
You know what
no, mom is Christopher.
That's what Christopher Walken said.
So what?
No, you know, mom is.
You know what kind of wood doesn't float?
What
Rachel.
Oh, no.
Bada bing.
Bada bing. No, mom.
Oh, my God, dude.
Well, her...
is Carrie here.
What, dude?
I miss Coke from Mexico. Aw. Man. We're trying to get you some, bro.
What kind of... You can get it. You just got to know the right paisas, dog.
This guy is on his computer just furiously typing comments on this.
No, man. I think he's passed out. His cat is fucking typing.
The best Coke comes from paisas.
So, my favorite story about Natalie Wood is that everybody was having sex with everyone on the set. I meant the joke.
I was supposed to say Natalie Wood, not then float.
Yeah, we understand. We got it to you. We gave it to you.
Oh, floating around.
I was like, who's Rachel Wood? Okay.
They said, bro, you're supposed to be Natalie Pendejo.
So you're saying?
So everybody was having sex with each other on the set of Rebel Without a Cause.
Right.
So they decided to have an orgy. And they
tell them the names.
James Dean, Natalie Wood. Who else?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Them two were involved.
It doesn't matter. John but like,
Goodman. I would have been. I was somebody to say, "Oh yeah, John Goodman, Jackie Gleason,
fucking
Cantinflas."
Capulina showed up, man.
Well, they had. They decided to have this orgy, and they decided to get it started like in this bathtub. So they filled the bathtub
actors
with
being
water.
Actors.
That's the method. That's actor studio shit. So they filled up this bathtub with hot water. And Natalie gets in first, but she burns her
lady parts.
Her toes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said.
How hot was that water?
How did she enter the water where that's the first thing
I
that she burned?
I burned my balls before that. Right?
That'll happen to you in Riverside.
Real hot, hot.
And that's why that episode is called Pussy First. Because
that's how she entered the bathtub.
Pussy First. But she... So she burns her lady parts and they have to call off the orgy. And then from then on, whenever they would have parties, they would always bring that shit up and clown on her. Like, remember that time Natalie fucked up the orgy?
Wow.
She got beat up before she got beat up.
Maybe that's a story she said.
That's what I'm saying.
But it was already burning before she got there.
Oh. Or is her excuse to get out of the orgy?
With James Dean?
Natalie didn't want no wood.
No, it's an orgy, though. I don't know who else was there.
Yeah,
I
true.
Find out who else
how
was
carnal
there.
Were these dudes, though?
Giant.
Number two. No.
I also like the Tupac episode because we talk about the recent investigation that they did into Puff Daddy's so-called involvement.
And what's been going down with that?
Well, they're saying that Puff Daddy allegedly paid someone to kill Tupac while at... Greenblatt's Diner?
Yeah, next to...
The Laugh Factory.
To the Laugh Factory, yeah.
And I was telling May, that's not an appropriate restaurant to talk about paid murder.
But I think it's perfect. I think, like, where else are you going to talk about a hit on somebody? It has to be at Greenblatt's.
Right after you order the Southern Fried Chicken Tender. The best of the whole goddamn
world. Green sauce.
Yeah.
The green sauce.
Come with a pesto sauce. I remember...
I don't eat that anymore.
Paul Rodriguez was doing...
That is bomb as fuck, though.
Paul Rodriguez had just finished his contract with Pollo Loco. Oh. And we were eating at that restaurant. And a chicken, fried chicken with a fucking pesto sauce. Mm-hmm. And he reached over and he goes, "It's better than Pollo Loco.
This bomb, though.
Yeah, good food there.
But the waiters, though, I can't imagine you're talking about murder there because the waiters there are always back at your table. They're very attentive.
They're nosy.
They're very nosy.
Is?
Yeah, very in your.
They're like, what's
they're just on top of you. They're just good. They're all very good, yeah. And they stay there a long time. All those waiters.
But you
they
can
make
get takeout
a lot of money.
Though, right? You mm-hmm. can. Yeah. I imagined it in the takeout,
like line. At the deli counter.
The counter.
You imagine Puff Daddy going through this in the takeout?
Hell yes! And then he did like the Harlem Shake. Yes.
They have mad lavish parties, but now I'm gonna go.
Talk about murder.
Green Blatt.
I don't know about Pete didn't plan no murder, man. Because I saw Jamie Foxx in an article, in an interview, and they were talking about throwing a party. And Jamie Foxx went to go throw a party. Went to P. Diddy's party. He goes, "Hey, man," he said, $1 million in this party." What? And Jamie Foxx goes, "Bro, you give me $400, we'll throw a mean party in Hollywood."
Yeah.
So and he did. And then, because, what I'm thinking that if, I don't think P. Diddy is the type of guy that could plan a murder if you can't even plan a $400 party.
Yeah.
It takes skill to kill somebody and get away with it.
Yeah, that's true.
How'd you do it, Rodrigo?
Yeah. Do what?
Yeah, but that's a little easier. You just delegate.
All you have to do is, like,
right. It's easier in Riverside.
All you have to do is, like, have a little person meet you where the guy you want to kill is, pick up the little person by the ankle and swing him at the other guy. And it'll look like somebody threw a little person out of a roof and landed on him and killed him. And there's no witnesses. Oh, somebody get me Brad Williams.
Somebody give
for
me
real,
a roof.
Man. You just, like George Collins in The Perfect Murder, you pick somebody up and you hit the other guy with him. And it'll look like a pedestrian accident.
It's like a Three Stooges sketch. Yeah. Boing.
No, after you're going to say zoinks.
No, ma'am. Oh, dude. And what's up with the, what other stories? Anything like fucking that nobody knows about that you guys know about?
Ooh.
We were talking a little bit about the time that Eddie Murphy got pulled over for solicitation.
Everybody
of a
knows
sex
that.
Worker.
But
what they that, don't know.
Yeah. What don't they know?
What don't they know?
Tell them, me.
Well,
tell them, me. Tell them, me.
Max.
The sex worker, Salomar, she ended up dying a year later under mysterious circumstances.
And Eddie Murphy paid for some private investigation, right?
Yeah, because they found her dead on the lawn in front of her apartment building in just her lingerie. And allegedly, she got locked out of her apartment, and she tried to use her robe to swing from the roof into her apartment and missed and fell to her death.
Damn.
Almost 1 year to the day later.
That Eddie Murphy picked her up.
Yeah.
Wow, I hadn't heard of that.
Breaking news.
Like 20 years later.
They hit a story and they hit it and they leave.
She was trying to be Robin in the Hood. Like Robin Hood? Sitting on a tree?
Yes.
I never heard of that. Who's Salomar?
Transsexual, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she died.
Yeah, she died.
How about when Hugh Grant got that BJ for that hooker?
Oh, yeah.
She did two pornos.
That's a cute one. Yeah.
Denise Brown. She actually ended up doing really awesome.
She really did. Yeah. She made money and like bettered herself. Yeah. And he even spoke about it years later and said it was unfortunate, but it kind of worked out. So
you know, I really respect
her. Pimp sued her, right?
I respect the way he handled it because he wasn't like trying to front or anything. He was just like,
he went on the Tonight Show the same week. Yeah. And he was like,
joked about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to give her a ride?
No.
He was cutting the act. She was trying to give him a ride.
Who's the one that said that I was trying to give her
Eddie
a ride?
Murphy.
Eddie
Murphy.
Eddie. Oh, my God.
And it was
God.
Like 4 a.m.
Yeah, and in the meatpacking district.
I could just picture that with me, man. What you doing? How come you picked up that transvestite? Oh, man, she looked lonely. You know me, man. More. I like to help people out. They didn't speak to my brother. He's fucking lying.
The main road's 2 miles away.
We need help too, motherfucker.
My mom walks 2 miles to get groceries every day.
I always gets lost.
Oh, my bro was talking shit, bro.
Why, dog?
He actually said that on social media.
He said that on social media. A fool out there being a comedian. My mom has to walk 2 miles for groceries.
Fool, we're taking it to social media now?
My brother said that, right? And I think so. What'd you do? Stay home and wait for her to come back so you could eat your fat butt?
Go there and carry her, dog.
Could it help, bro?
Carry. What you get? You didn't get my
donuts. Fucking people, dog.
This is a fat ass bro who had a fundraiser to sell cupcakes so he could get money for college, bro. To be a nurse.
That's not enough. You're going to sell a shit ton of cupcakes.
I lied to him. I was like, look. And then pay for your books?
I know. And they fire his stupid ass for being racist.
Uh-oh.
I think they fire him for being racist because this fool's an idiot, man. Like, he'll be like, he'll catch people sleeping and they say something stupid about him. But he finally caught a black woman sleeping and then he wrote something about it.
Oh.
And it was totally racist and not funny. And I'm pretty sure somebody told him about it. And my brother, a little bitch, and he probably made a stink and he fired his fat ass.
He said something awful about this Asian woman who's doing his feet.
Exactly. Like, that's probably it. That was probably it, too.
Was she shining his shoes?
No. Like, she didn't have a pedicure, but like he was talking shit. A lot of people do that.
That fool has a big old tongue in his feet, though, man.
His feet.
Samoan's tongue-ins.
Yeah, you always say he has tree trunks for legs.
He does have tree trunks for legs. That fool's all legs.
He's got some hips.
He all tree.
You know those dudes with hips, right? You
see, dudes with hips, dudes with butts, all types dudes of weird dudes.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Butts up, bro.
Dudes with butts.
Have you ever seen a dude with a big butt? You're like, God damn, bro.
How about dude with flat butts, bro? And Martin.
I
saw your tweet this morning about flat
too,
butts.
Dog.
That was really funny.
It's true, though, man.
Who the tree?
I don't remember. The earth is not flat. Your butt is.
Yeah!
He tried that out on me this morning. I was like,
I remember when plasma screens first came out and you had that joke.
Yeah, because that girl had big boobs and walked coyote and she was flat. She had flat ass.
She was still good, though.
And I looked at her, man, you were like a plasma, man.
Like,
I'm going to tell you, the TV moving of knobs.
It was during the Lakers playoffs.
Overpriced and going out of style in 10 years.
Like, I used to work some hard ass rooms, man. Like, no, not these rooms where you just gotta sit. At this room, those people with different sets needed a whole new act. There was no, we're in Montebello, California.
It's funny you say that because there's been people that went to that room and just said, "Nah, I'm not going to go up."
That's sad about comedians. You know, when a killer comedian goes up on stage, destroys a room, and they're afraid to go up. Your job is to be a comedian. You know, you're going to go up there.
It's part of it, dog.
But I'm going to bomb. That's fine. You know, you have bad days. Today's going to be your worst.
That's inspiring.
But if you come out of it, though, you're stronger for it.
People look at you, oh, man, you were up there bombing like a soldier.
Like,
as long as you bomb with dignity, not over there doing somebody else's bullshit. Though.
Like, what's his face? Corey Holcomb, even, who's a solid comic. You know,
it's a very humbling experience.
It's a very humbling experience.
Fool, right now, Master Stranger One, Jesse Rodrigo, has the hair as Groot.
Same hair as Groot.
You do?
Check out my movie, Avengers. Trying to make $1 billion.
I finally saw Black Panther, bro.
It's badass, huh?
We've been so busy. We haven't
finally
been able
went to
see it.
Wakanda.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it either.
No?
It's so good.
And it's cool because the Avengers has a little bit of it in it. Too.
It's funny, man, because when I was watching
it, man.
It's
tight.
It felt like if Killmonger was the same actor as Fruit Station.
Fruitvale.
Yeah.
Fruitvale. So that means, and when they left him behind in a movie, he was in Oakland, and then the same
kid
in Oakland. So that means if he would have not got killed by those cops,
right?
They prevented him from being Killmonger, bro.
Damn.
There's a little connection,
deep, bro.
He's Creed, right?
Dun, dun.
Yeah, that's also him. The same cinematic universe as Creed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he became a boxer.
What's your favorite movie right now?
Ooh. Don't tell me that.
Yeah, I came home and you know what? We're going to talk about this fucking movie.
Taco Shop.
You really want to talk about it? Let's talk about it.
The producer's paying you guys. We got some side money.
That's hilarious.
I walked out of the read through that movie.
She said, no, man.
You know what's funnier than that movie Taco Shop? Is that I had to audition for that role.
Oh.
And it had no lines. I had to make up words. Rah, 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 rah. But you guys see Taco Shop?
No.
Oh.
Fuck around, get eye candy.
A good plug, eh? Shout out to George Perez, bro. He promoted that movie like it was Casablanca, bro.
Bugsy Siegel.
Johnny Sanchez, bro, they're promoting Taco Shop, bro. Oh, like, he's the godfather, bro.
Come down to the ram and get a taco.
But if you're Johnny or George
Perez,
your role is pretty good.
They have good roles.
Your role turned out to be chopped up so much, it's unrecognizable. Oh. It's confusing. And it's not you in the best light. Let's just put it that way.
Mm. But, world,
but the entire movie. silly. It'll be fun if you like silly movies.
You heard it here first.
It was a coming of age in writing.
Did you watch I, Tonya? Did you like that one?
Oh, I loved I, Tonya.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I really want to do that story
of
on
Tonya
our podcast.
Hardy?
Yeah. I've been obsessed with that story.
She didn't smash anybody's ankle. She paid somebody, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Knees. Yeah, knees.
Oh, my bad.
Knees.
My bad. Yeah.
It was me, dog.
My bad.
Took out Nancy Kerrigan, big dog.
She still denies all that, though.
Good.
But she got busted, though, right?
She denies that she
knew
about what they did.
Try to get her for conspiracy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But they still banned her for life.
Yeah. You can't be doing that shit. Get the fuck out of here.
The mom was good, bro. The mom was looking like Howard Cosell, huh?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen
the mom and I, Tonya, both her character. She looked like she could be the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. She looked like the old owner. I forgot her name.
Jerry Jones. Tom Landry.
Like they made
her name's Allison Janney.
Yeah, she's a badass actress. She was in Howard Stern, a movie.
Yeah,
and she was in
Juno.
She played the program director. Like the head, one of the execs at NBC.
In Private Parts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a badass movie.
And
she was in West Wing for a long time. She won Emmys on that show.
And she was in American Beauty.
Yeah, American Beauty is the drugged up housewife mom.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A badass movie.
That funny, is a badass movie.
You know that she,
the military.
You don't know
one,
what's wrong with going to her.
Oh,
the neighbor.
Like,
yeah, the neighbor.
Yeah.
You don't know
yeah.
later on that she's drugged out. Because she only has one line. Because she's just sitting there and she goes, what?
A lot of moms. Right.
And she goes, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on like whatever Halidol or whatever you want to call those old Valium stuff. What do they call them? Mother's little helpers.
My kind of lady.
Everything bounces off.
My kind of lady. I like to put to sleep and then go to a medicine cabinet.
You want a peanut butter
we
jelly
talked
sandwich,
about that
kids?
On our podcast. Oh, I want to start going through May's medicine cabinet.
Oh, yeah. I don't have good shit, though. If you want Benadryl, I got you, though.
That's lean, right?
I don't believe her because she's Guatemalan and her dad's a doctor. So I assume there's some real good shit in there.
Full Sail West Wing is the best.
That's what Monica Lewinsky said, too.
Hey. West Wing is the best. No, my man.
Like I said, Bill Clinton wanted the presidential pupusa.
I'm not mad at it.
Like Rodrigo uses a whole can of Aquanet.
I've never used Aquanet
in
my life.
Don't talk shit on Aquanet.
Oh, no, hell no. I use Aquanet like every day.
We're trying to get Aquanet.
I buy it at the Food for Less in Fontana. Catch me in aisle 3.
We want them to sponsor.
I didn't know until later on that Aquanet, like the whole can, the label, is like a little net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep your little hair on it.
No, but the label is like this, like
a little hair net.
Yeah.
It has a little. Fuck around, and get all high, and start trying to cast.
I'm a Dapper Dan man, bro. my favorite movie of all time right now. Old Brother or Out Thou?
Oh, that's a great movie.
One evening after the sun went down.
I watched that one with your boyfriend, John Krasinski, where it's all quiet the whole time.
Where were you at?
The guy in the office, Jim.
Yeah. That's May's man.
I love him.
She's goofy. He's goofy.
Yeah.
I can't watch any other movie but The Office.
TV
when
show,
I see
yeah.
another
yeah.
movie,
oh, yeah.
Jimmy's always be Jim.
Yeah. He got all buff.
Like, fucking Jim
That's weird.
On the rifle.
Yeah.
You want him to look at the camera?
Yeah.
What I do?
When is Pam coming out?
He said Pam. She said
that's what Isaac said, man. Like, in this movie, Jim saves Pam. What's up, man? So, you guys, what do you guys do besides the podcast? Stand-up comedy or sketch? Acting?
No.
No.
We're sitting on the couch.
I'm a lawyer.
I'm applying to med school this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing scandalous about med school, so.
There's nothing scandalous about my job, except for my clients, I guess.
It's a lot of work, huh? To get to med school?
Oh, yeah. That's why it's taking me this long.
Lisa was going to try to do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was pre-med for 2 years. But then I started working in the psych department, helping them out, and I liked that stuff better, so I switched.
I was pre-kinder. But
dropped all that stuff.
Rodrigo went to school, right?
You went to school. Yeah.
No, I learned how to read.
I learned how to write. Hey.
Taught me the colors.
No, mami.
So you're a lawyer?
Yeah.
What do you?
Immigration.
Orale.
Oh, yeah.
You got the real Cristela Alonso. You're not the one you saw on TV that was fake. Running, fucking getting coffee everywhere.
Wasn't she a lawyer?
No, she was getting coffee for everybody.
Oh,
dude.
I thought she was a lawyer.
No, she was working on it.
That would have been a good one, man.
I think she passed at the end of the season. Or
yeah,
the
show got neglected. She passed to be a lawyer, but the show got canceled.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Too bad.
A lot of shows got canceled on Fox this
year.
Yeah,
we were talking about
Brooklyn 99 just to bring back football.
Yeah, they canceled a lot for football. But they picked up Lil Rel's show. Fox did.
Rel.
Mm-hmm. Lil Rel.
Little Rel, produced by Gerard Carmichael.
Gerard Carmichael.
Jesse, mm-hmm. Just hilarious.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be in it.
Who does the urban, she does urban news every morning. She does like female.
She does rants on something.
Yeah.
Topical.
So y'all hear about Chris Brown.
Right.
And then she does her whole rant. She has a million followers.
She's over a million.
Yeah, she's like the, when we met her at a show with Mike Epps, and I'm like, who is this chick? And then, like, she had...
She was trying to start stand-up, right?
Like, yeah, she was trying to do stand-up. And she had, like, a makeup room already ready. She had a hairdressing.
Light.
And that's then, professional.
And I was like, that's a lot of equipment for just 5 minutes on stage.
You know, a girl got to get prepared.
And then her mom walks in on her smoking weed.
Let me hit that, y'all. There you go.
Pass the blunt.
That was funny, man. Like, she walks out, and her mom walks in, and it smells like weed, and they cross each other. Like, you know, like, she ain't gonna notice. And then when her, she comes back, and the mom, man, was telling, her mom was telling me, you so funny. You a fool. But now, I saw a clip of her acting on the show. Good actress, bro. You know, like, sometimes you can see a comedian try to act, you could tell, like, but it just come out real fast.
Yeah.
I guess they write good for her. And Sinbad played the fucking father.
The dad.
Oh, he's back, baby.
He's back.
Dude, Sinbad's been around. He never left.
He has to be the IRS somehow, bro.
Yeah,
yeah, right?
He owes like $8 million. I don't know how much he owes.
But he almost, I think he's finished paying, now.
Yeah, Sinbad, I only know because of, you know, what I read and what club owners told me that the IRS went to the comedy club to collect that check.
No. But, they were heckling him.
That sucks.
But Sinbad is super, super, super nice. Mm-hmm. And he makes everybody feel comfortable that the IRS guy became his friend. And he just makes small payments every month. And then he goes to his shows. And I think the IRS just wants you to pay. That's it.
Right.
Even if you owe $5 million.
Put you on a payment
plan. Give us $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then how come Wesley Snipes ended up in jail?
Maybe he didn't want to get on a payment plan.
He was one of those people that cops said sovereign citizen.
Sovereign citizen. He claimed that officially.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he claimed that. You know what that is?
Nope. Yeah.
You know what that is? Tell us.
Nope. I don't. No. I don't know what that is.
Well, Diego, tell us what Diego, the cops said.
From what I understand, from what
they only follow the sheriff. They don't follow the LAPD. Only county stuff like sheriff.
Oh.
Sheriff, feds, but no local police. They don't believe in that.
Oh.
And and then we ask the cop, go, so you can't arrest them? You know, we arrest these assholes. You know, tell them what to do. But you know, they always make up a big stink.
Like, yeah.
They go after my accounts.
Oh, wow.
They try to, you know, like, trying to stop me in every way because these guys are all connected. Some of them are judges, he said.
Wow. Whoa, okay.
But I never thought of that. I just like to picture, you know, a bunch of paisas getting pulled over by the Border Patrol. Where you guys going? Hey, cabrón, you American citizen? Chale, no mames, güey. Puro sovereign.
No, don't say that.
Puro pinche sovereign.
Sovereign citizen, cabrón.
You know how you know to say, put your hands behind your back.
This fool said, I pay the IRS $20 a month. I mean, when you die, dog, your kids are going to owe the money.
But they don't add interest, right? No?
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, only they do? Only child support does.
Oh, no.
Child support will add some interest.
In California, they keep adding interest and penalties even after the child turns 18.
No way.
Until you pay.
Who's going to manage that account?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Courtney Love.
And the mom, or whoever, the non-custodial, no, the custodial parent, whoever that was, gets all the penalty and interest.
Ooh. Okay. Well.
This fool said, puro sovereign homes.
No, mom.
No, but I know that you're like, when I won last comic standing, I must have owed like $75,000 or $65,000. But with interest and all that, it went up to $140,000.
$110,000.
What? Tell us how much you owed after Que Locos.
I don't know. I don't know. But that
Que Locos is when she filed.
That's when she filed. When I was at Que Locos because my daughter saw me on TV.
Yeah.
What?
And she thought there were dollars involved. Mm. But he had nothing because you were getting, what, like $500?
$300.
When I met you, you owed $30. This fool, because you showed me the thing.
No. Yeah.
But even back then, it seemed like a shitload.
Fuck. I was like, I'm going to raise $30,000, dog.
He goes, then I wasn't even making $9,000 a year.
But you didn't have the wherewithal though to go back to court and get reassessed based on what you really made, and you could have cut down all that money.
I think that system's a little corrupt, man.
Well, they just slapped you with an amount. I know they just slapped you with an amount based on whatever they thought. I don't even know what they based it on because I wasn't there. This was so long ago.
based on the quality of his set.
Yeah, I know. Right? What were they looking at? Well, this guy. But yeah, that's crazy, man.
And what's up with the immigration law right now? A lot of people going out for the money grab with this whole Trump thing popping.
Yeah, Trump has made everything really, really difficult. So a lot more cases are going through. So a lot of people are able to kind of get into that business right now if they weren't previously.
And there's a lot of people that have been ripped off, though, over years, right?
Yeah, that happens
misled
all the time.
By attorneys, like
notarios
stuff.
Notarios and
that Latino, immigration services, because they can, there's a paper that you pay $500 and you can fill out yourself, but they'll charge you like $2,000 to do it.
Uh-huh. Oh, so, I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't
that,
know anything? Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people give them hope and they just tell them, yeah, we can fix for you. And then,
even though they can't.
Even though you clearly can't, yeah.
Okay.
So that's a really horrible thing.
Everybody's case is different, right?
Yeah, totally.
Based on, like, you know,
what you did, how many DUIs you got,
right,
and all that stuff.
Because it's even hard to get in when you have a clean record, right?
Yeah. Did you say I was a what? Sovereign when you walked
sovereign
in?
Sovereign citizen.
Sovereign citizen, yeah. When you walked in, you don't do that.
You get in trouble?
Yeah, I mean, don't ever claim citizenship if you don't have citizenship. That's really fucking horrible.
Oh, that is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
People do that all the time, though.
It's very bad.
Well, that's the thing that sucks, though. It's funny.
That can get you thrown out. That
yeah.
can
well,
get
kids are like, don't even know. They don't even know, and then you're claiming that because you think you were born here?
Yeah.
Your whole life, your parents lied to you from?
That's super fucked up.
That is fucked. That's the most fucked up.
That was Alfred Robles.
Yeah, you can't. So he says. You can. Well, what were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, no. When kids grow up.
So, no.
Like the Americans.
Yeah. No, I was saying that claiming citizenship. You can't say that you're a citizen, mm-hmm. like on a formal application or something. On a job application, they can't ask if you're a citizen, mm-hmm. though. They can only ask if you're documented to work in the country.
You have a work permit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Permitted, or you have a green card or whatever. But they can't. They can't ask if you're a citizen anymore. They used
That's
to.
What you write on the application.
No mames.
But now they just ask if you're authorized to work in the U.S.
They ask everything, man. I'm thinking about when everywhere I go now. They,
yeah.
For a job application?
No, when I go to, like, when I go, like.
Well, a border patrol can ask if you're a citizen.
When I go to act somewhere, like, or work on a job, the paper always says, right for the work here.
Yeah, it's on
and
there.
I said, I'm not really, man.
Oh, shit.
No mames.
They have a no mames
kind of.
Box?
Yes, no mames.
Well, I saw this thing now on TV that's big now in Tijuana, bro. It's called
pan dulce.
No, it's called tamalote.
Tamalote,
bro. It's just a tamal, but then they put like the regular corn on top, and then they add the mayonnaise and all that stuff.
Yeah, they dress up the corn, but it's the corn's like crumbled.
The corn
on
is
top
crumbled
on
top.
Soon to be copied in LA.
Yeah. It will, bro.
It looks good.
You have the original tamalote here.
It's going to be
$18. And it was in, like, foil, right? Yeah. We figured out it was what, 19 pesos or 20 pesos?
35 pesos.
35 pesos.
So
$1.75.
Viva México. Yeah, man. Some hipster going to throw it. Yeah, man. These come from the mountains of Chiapas. These corn from the mountains of Chiapas.
From the mountains of Tijuana. Tecate.
They're going to sell it for Well, yeah, that sounds good, no?
Can we get sponsored by Thomas?
I want to see one.
But I feel like, it's like pothead food.
Oh,
hey, bro,
totally.
You don't really taste
no,
fucking
not.
Good fucking corn in that
it's
shit.
It's marrano.
Corn.
It's marrano food. Think about where they fill pizza.
It is food.
But people a tamale, like, filled with corn already. That's
yeah,
a good
that's
it already.
Masa,
but
right?
to dress it up with that stuff is a good idea. Like,
you're right, bro. Most of the, it's a marrano, bro. People are eating that shit, bro. Have an oily ass forehead.
Ooh, if I told my dad that I'm going to go eat a tamalote, he'll say, no, man. He'll be like, dude, like, you're already that fucking fat. You're going to have this. What are you doing, dude?
Hey, the corn is healthy, though.
Yeah,
then my father would be like, no, mom, no, la casa.
Yeah.
He would think, he would not make it, though.
Fool.
Everything that my dad said he could make at home has never fucking made it. Every fucking pizza he could make at home, Chinese food, he fucked it all up. Everything that my dad loved, he'll try to make it at home and we'll eat like the damage, bro. Like, he'll try to make a pizza, that shit all fucked up. Like, who the fuck puts carne asada in a pizza?
Fucking Giuseppe Esparza.
And they try to make Chinese food, bro, Giuseppe. With fucking bones.
Fideos? They use fideos.
Yeah.
Chow mein. Fideos good, though. Fideos good.
Yeah, but it's like our, the natural shit, it's like, you know, hop, skip, and a jump. But
yeah.
Other shit, you get a brain freeze. What the fuck? Because I was at the store.
The last time I went to Mexico, I went to San Luis and I went to some club and the guy kept overcharging me for my drinks because I didn't know the conversion. And then my friend was like, hey, you're getting fucking screwed over. You're paying like $40 a drink. And I was like, oh, I am.
Oh, man.
La están metiendo, güey.
They knew I was salvatrucha, so they were taking advantage of me.
Something stinks in here, bro. Oh. Not just playing. Oh, man. What's
up? Do you have a lot of followers on your podcast?
No, not really, because we just got started, you know?
People, go check out Drama Club, people.
Yeah.
Find out all the cheese, man. But I want to know more about Commander, man.
Yeah, Commander.
We
got to
do an
check
episode
him,
about
dude.
Him. Yeah.
He's all up on YouTube and
I know
Instagram.
He's big.
He's huge. Because
I saw a documentary called Narco Music. And they were talking to the documentary. Some guy from the Valley, he's doing that type of music, right? But he's not from Mexico. So this fool hired somebody to write his songs. So this fool goes, meets this guy in his truck. This guy's like a deal, like a coke dealer too, I guess. And that guy wrote a song for him. Like the guy, gave him information about his life. Yo soy de Adolfo Ruiz Cortines, Sinaloa. Tengo 19 años. Mi mamá se llama Virginia. Y vivo ya en Tamaulipas.
Y como tamelote.
Tamelotos. Y me gusta decir, no mames, güey. And then that fool got all those notes down about his life and wrote a corrido for him.
That's what Chalino used to say.
And wrote a corrido for
Chalino
him, right?
Chalino had ghostwriters?
Yeah.
No, he was a ghostwriter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you tell him your story, boom. He went from Sinaloa to Tijuana.
So that fool said, okay, he wrote the song. He goes, you like it? He goes, sí. Then I got to give him a cash of a wop full of money, brought out of his pocket. He goes, toma. Then that fool walking away, counting the money, and that fool get away from fucking Panorama said, not even a tip, Holmes. You got to pay for the money. You got to pay for the fucking song. You're going to talk shit on TV and get killed, you asshole? So this fool, that he has no, like he wants to be a commander so bad. So he goes all the way to his hometown, bro, to get the feeling of it, so he could write better. And he's over there with his uncle, bro, and like in somewhere in Sinaloa.
Can I choose,
bro? In a big ranch. And his fucking uncle opens up a bag and stabs it, and it's full of meth, bro. And they're partying right there, and he's like, yeah, this is the kind of stuff that influenced good writing. He's fucking jokes.
Y le entró el chavalo.
But then they show other fools that were talking shit about real cartel people in songs to be slick, and you know, because everybody was all into it. Killed.
They don't forgive you for anything. Dead. What happened to El Pirata de
Cuyahoga? I saw a video of him dead, bro.
Yeah, he was talking shit.
On Instagram. He had like 6 bullets in his head.
It's not like over here. They'll let you keep a pass because you're a keyboard warrior. Over there, they'll wipe you off the earth.
Yeah.
It's for real. When I seen a commander in Fresnillo at the ferias, the first 5 minutes of the show with 2 fools with AKs just shooting at the skies. I don't know if the shit was for real or if there were blanks, but it was just all, ta 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 ta. And then he had like a laser show and then doot doot. Do, 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 do. And it started, dog.
God. That page where
blew it up for 45 minutes.
Right there, that page where I found Pirata dead is where I found that video of me dancing.
No, man.
So, there's a video that's like, I want you to video. I like to go to videos that you can't see the photo. It's blocked, so you gotta just poke at it to re-see the video.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, but the letters were funny, bro. What they said about that video? Llegaron para abrir una fest. Una fiesta de chingazos. Oh, yeah. Llegaron a una fiesta de chingazos. And it just shows these 4 trucks. Like, they're all getting happy. They're like, taking guns out, bro. And they're going like this. You can hear it go, ay, 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 ay. Ooh, ay, 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 ay.
Excited,
and then all of a sudden, bro, parra, 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 parra. Camera, for the trying to hold the camera. It's falling, bro. It was a fiesta chingazo, bro.
It was, indeed.
They were fucking blasting the fucking daytime. No cops.
Yeah, cool. It's for real, dog.
And they still have to sing happy birthday that day. So how do you do that? How do you go from blasting and llega la fiesta a cantar a la niña? No mames, güey.
Feliz cumple. Pinche morrilla.
They're bringing a piñata. Bags of coke is falling.
It's her first communion.
No, for baptism.
Yeah.
Llega la niña. So you're from El Salvador?
Yeah, I'm from Fontana, but my parents are from El Salvador, yeah.
That's funny. Do people ever tell you, you don't sound like you're from Pico Union?
No, I've never heard that.
No, I'm like, we meet some hardcore. I mean, I grew up with Salvadorian men that talk like they were like coming out of the jungle, man. Like, my neighbor was Salvadorian, Brandon. He never cut his grass. And I live in his back seat. Every time I walk through his house, remember?
But that fool went straight from El Salvador to that house, though, dog. Like, what? He was probably in El Salvador 10 years before that, or 15 years, or how old that girl is, his daughter.
They cut their grass with machetes in El Salvador.
Yeah, man.
They used to have that flower. What's up with that flower that grows, like, out of, like, like a cactus or something? It's like a white flower that they put in tea.
Yeah,
what is that shit?
They eat it. I don't know. Flor de sote.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that fool was all trying to go back there and cut it all the time. Is there some shit about
my
he drinks
eats
it?
That
he
shit.
Gets all like sexually like.
Oh,
there's power. Is that true?
Don't say that.
I'm
know.
Not messing with you. It's like an aphrodisiac or something, or a delicacy.
Ew.
Of some sort.
just now realizing
Salvadorian aphrodisiac is not the business. Do not buy that.
What's up with your mom? Would she would drink it and do what?
No, she eats it like huevos.
Oh, okay. They mix it in food?
Yeah.
Remember, he used to go to the corner for
food. Yeah, like
epasote.
And
we always cut it down like every 3 months?
It's like tea kind of.
Well, no, that fool, the Salvadorian. He would grab that shit and then take it inside. And so he would put it in a and all the shit. And then like, poderoso. I was like, what are you talking about, huh?
You guys sound like my dad.
Big ass foot. Like, he did like size 15 shoe, like a big old shat foot.
Is this
big
ass hands? Different guy.
Different guy.
The one that lived downstairs from you.
No, that was a Mexican guy.
No, that fuck that
of
piece of shit.
Oh, another piece of shit.
Mexican.
Different landlord piece of shit.
Oh, a piece of shit out here, man.
Fucking
that guy was an asshole to me.
That guy came into the house one time, man, and I ain't gonna lie, I was smoking crack. You know, in the 3 in the afternoon playing the music loud. And then, like, there's 4 black guys in my house, but there's no blacks in our street. So that fool was just racist because every time he would see a black person, he would wonder we're doing bad stuff. So fuck him. So he came in with his daughter or a translator. He goes, he wants you guys to turn off the music. It's kind of loud and all this stuff, right? And I'm looking at him, bro, like all coked out. I'm trying to bite my ear off at the same time. Like this. And then, I tell him, you know, I don't know how you can say this, but I'm going to lose it in the translation if I say it in Spanish, but could you please tell him that I said to go fuck himself hard and then call me when it's done and tell him to fuck himself harder again. And they both left.
And then she said, "Dice no mames, way."
Hey, but that fool thought he's going to control every movement in that building, huh?
You should have told him you were a sovereign citizen.
Well, when I was in his apartment one time with my son, and he was out of town, and I was staying there and cleaning up and all that stuff. I was trying to clean his apartment. It was a mess. It was so messy. But he was out of town for like one night. I was vacuuming at 6 p.m. Not too late. 6 p.m. He lived right downstairs. He comes up, and he was like, and realized I wasn't you. And I didn't speak Spanish with him, even though I probably could have. But I looked at him, and he went, like, come on.
Just don't
like,
want to beat his ass.
And I was like, what? Like, it's 6 o'clock, and I'm vacuuming. Like, that's a problem at 6 o'clock? And then he tried to get you kicked out because he thought I lived there with my son. But I was just, like, hanging out there one day and cleaning for you and everything.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he was
I still want to be in
he
that.
He tried to get you kicked out of
let's
the
go.
Apartment.
You think he's still there for
me? When I moved out, man, I left everything there, bro.
Oh, no.
I didn't care about no deposit. There was like this goo of sugar and shit coming out of my refrigerator, bro. Some guy from Ventura gave me a bunch of dishes and boxes full of roaches.
Oh, my God, dude.
I've never, ever, if anybody listening to me right now, don't ever, ever, ever receive anything from anybody's houses in a cardboard box from their house.
No.
It's always comes with eggs. Well, Rodrigo, pack me up, exterminator.
Dude, that's how you fucking move shit around. Yeah. Take stuff other places.
Bed bugs and shit?
Bed bugs as well. Each roach egg has anywhere from 30 to 50 roaches inside that roach
what?
Egg.
Ooh.
And all of those roaches are going to have 30 to 50 roaches.
That's disgusting.
I have roaches from Ventura, bro, gangbanging with roaches from Diamond Street, bro.
I'm sure there was some Chinese roaches in there.
What's their
I saw a white roach one time.
I
saw an albino roach one time.
Yeah, fool. White Lives Matter.
He was by himself, bro. Trying to speak to the brown roaches.
Motherfuckers gentrifying the cabinetry.
He was speaking to the brown roaches. We need to get to the bathroom.
He has to speak to a manager.
The little tenant moved around going, no mama.
But those little white ones are cool, though, man.
White Lives Matter.
It's like a fucking white dolphin. Tight.
White Lives Matter. But it's hardcore out there in Mexico, man. Mexico.
Mexico's for real, though.
But in the news, they make it sound like fools are dying every day.
Nah, that's bullshit, dog. Fools like, are dying every day.
You can't go swimming and shit with somebody trying to ask you for money.
Trying to hold you for ransom.
Yeah, man. That's the worst. But you're swimming in Mexico and somebody's swimming next to you. Hey, can you una máscara? Mil máscaras?
No más.
But the best medicine is in Mexico, huh?
You just can't. You can get a lot of shit without a prescription.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy how the law will let that in. You can get it. Eso me para, güey.
No mames,
güey. De veras, no, no me la maman.
Que se levante, hermano.
From Guatemala, what's up, Chapin?
What, Chapina.
¿Dónde son los pasteles?
I know people from Mixco.
Man, oh, yeah?
I had a
represent.
A lot of material from my special. Translate this. Comes from people I met, and I used to date this girl who was Guatemalan.
Fuck that girl.
And she was white.
Hell yeah, Lisa. Fuck her. Hell yeah.
She was
bang, bang.
She was white as Lisa.
You want me to call my grandma and find out if she knows her?
We'll find her. We'll find that bitch.
Her mom saw me one time, right? And then later on, she didn't see me, and then she told me that her mom said, ¿Tú te vienes con ese prieto o ese moreno?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I was like shocked. I thought, would you bring a black guy here or what?
Yeah.
No, she's talking about you.
Yeah.
No way.
Ain't nothing worse.
No fucking way. She doesn't see me pee. She doesn't see my balls. But, man, I was shocked.
She was light-skinned Guatemalan?
Yeah. All the way live.
Dude, Guatemalans are so
I cannot
racist.
Believe it. I thought it was only in our fucking Mexican people.
Yeah, we're all racist.
But I was amazed, man, because she was telling me she was dating an East Indian guy, and that was like the darker than me. And the mom would always talk shit like, he's too black.
About you?
No, about the other guy.
The Indian guy. Yeah.
Crazy, huh? I would expect his breast melts too fast.
Ain't nothing worse than broke light skin people.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck
that. That was the first time I saw it between our own people, bro. And I couldn't believe it, but that's the thing about it. Yeah, we're Mexican. We see darker people. Who brought chocomil here, bro?
Yeah, chocolate sundaes.
Okay, no, and then you have idiots who talk shit about that joke, like these millennial social justice warriors. That's a racist joke. Like, just pointing
like
that out.
Like they forget that. Like they act like that doesn't exist in our culture to be racist. Right. Like they want
to
put it
or
away.
Or that you have to lecture and tell everybody to be better than that in your comedy.
It's not my job. I'm not a lecturer. I'm not a dictator. You saw my credentials. I didn't graduate high school or college, but I still excelled in life.
No, and it doesn't make any sense to pretend like it doesn't exist, you know?
And they want to hide it from society.
Yeah.
Like Cheech and Chong, right?
Right.
I never considered Cheech Marin's character as a bad Mexican. Or he's making us look bad because I never considered his character full Mexican. It was more like a Chicano, a guy who lived in the hood.
Yeah.
You know, and like but
funny generation. Dude.
Funny
ass dude. Mm-hmm. The ones who I saw that were more Mexican were the people that were passed out outside, bro.
The guys in the band.
Yeah. When they were fucking smoking up.
Give me a cookie.
But I could see how some people of that generation, you know, who were in college, who were educated, you know, people like probably like that guy from that senator, probably. Rick Cruz. Ted Cruz. People like that probably say, nah, man, he's not representing us. I need to stay back from Cheech.
Fuck Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Well, there were people who came down on Cheech.
Like people
for that
protested when Paul Rodriguez did his own show, a.k.a. Pablo. Mm-hmm. They said that doesn't represent us. And when
he didn't say he was representing
us. Exactly. He never said that. Or when Freddie Prinze had his own show, he was Puerto Rican playing a Mexican and Chico and the Man and all of LULAC. National Council of the Raza got an uproar, you know, like, and said, this is a guy not Mexican.
This should be happening with someone, a white guy.
I know, man. Yeah. It's like every time we have a Latino on TV, he's not representing us. Why should we represent? It should just be a fucking show that's funny.
Right. I don't look at any white actor on TV or actress and say, person is me. That person represents
really?
Me.
Really? Cooler no. from Dukes of Hazzard?
No, like the one I talked about that I did notice as a teenager growing up.
Roseanne.
Two people, Dolly Parton and Roseanne, and that's because they grew up in poverty, and that was my life. And that is what I saw. I never saw poor white people on TV before.
Not even the
closest. And you didn't either.
Archie Bunker and like...
They did, I would say they're working class. They were above them. They were richer than us. So.
Poor white people I ever saw was Mary's Children.
Right. They were poor too.
Working class.
Because that fool never had a meal.
Yeah. They didn't have any food in the fridge.
It was the first time I saw a woman be like Peggy, though.
Yeah.
That was the first time
Peggy
you saw a woman.
Fuck.
I love Peggy.
That was the first time you saw a woman be like Peggy. Well, she didn't want to do other stuff. All the other shows, man, like our mom.
It was a cartoon,
Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah.
That mom was always coming out of the groceries.
Always had groceries. Always.
Like, that was a stereotype right there. Like, yeah. Those moms were always, like, even in 80s Enough, or any other mom in the 80s,
moms.
The moms always came out like this, who's ready for sandwiches?
Yeah.
And then you'll never see her ass again.
Those moms all disappeared into the background. Peggy was playing all the stereotypical roles that men would joke about, you know, spends all my money, doesn't cook, whatever. And then, but she played all those stereotypes and excelled as like this crazy, like badass woman. Like she ain't gonna do anything she doesn't want to do, or that doesn't benefit her in some way.
What's her name? You know? That actress?
Katie Siegel.
Katie Siegel.
Oh, she's a twin.
She has two sisters who are twins. Yeah, her sisters had that show Double Trouble in the '80s. They were fashion designers on the show. They were twins.
No way.
Liz and Jean Siegel. Oh, wow.
Peggy was hot, man.
She had amazing hair.
That big ass.
With a wig.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's a classic ass hair.
Because right? When I didn't see her with the wig, I was like,
they used to call her Jiggle Rod Bundy.
Roddy B.
I know, I want to get Bud Bundy on the show. I want to get David Faustino on the show. He has a podcast. I really want him to be a guest. I got to get
I felt bad one time. I went to his Instagram Live. I guess I was the first guy there.
Oh. What's up,
fool? You backed out.
When you're the first one on somebody live, and then you went around and you're still the only one, it felt like you guys are both taking a shit, looking at each other, yeah. And you're closing the door slowly.
Yeah.
And then I wrote down, God damn, I'm the only person here.
That's kind of creepy, though.
Later, bud.
Look, this guy said this. Al Bundy was eating toaster leavings.
I don't even know what that is.
Like the crumbs of the toaster leavings. That's what he called them.
He was all hungry.
Crumbs. He was so hungry. He was dumping the toaster
crumbs. We've seen Dutch, remember?
Dutch, yeah.
It was a badass movie.
A John Hughes movie, by the way. Charlie Hunnam broke accent way too much when he got emotional and turned it.
Oh, they're talking about Sons of Anarchy.
That's right. He did break characters sometimes, huh?
Yeah. You saw him in that show Undeclared where he was this tiny little guy. He was skinny.
Jason Segel's in that.
Yeah, I love that show.
I think he's still tiny.
He is tiny, but they make him look big and like tough in that show. They make him look like Brad Pitt and, you know.
Shout out to Adam Johnson for being a horn dog. Peggy and those spandex. Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, dog.
She had coochie cutters on. Those were definitely...
Yeah.
Oh, somebody put some drama up there too.
What happened?
Katie Seagal let Gene Simmons smash.
Oh,
I didn't
really?
Know that.
Oh, no. I didn't know that either. She was a backup singer though, and so
she was.
Yeah, she's a backup singer for Cher. I feel like right.
Oh, that's legit.
Yeah, so she toured with a lot of people. And Gene Simmons was with Cher.
That's
for
what
a while.
I was gonna say. Cher used to get it in.
Are you sure they weren't part of that orgy?
Cher knows better than to go in pussy first. So.
Yeah. Wow. I guess she ended with Al Bundy.
Pig.
All right.
Hey! Felipe, yeah, man, and Lisa, a big yo-wo from Phoenix, Arizona is too much from Shit Snap.
Keep it up to Phoenix.
She was a backup singer for Beth Midler.
Oh, that's really cool. That's pretty tight.
Beth Midler?
What was her famous song?
The Rose, probably the Rose.
Movie. Some say love.
Did I ever tell you you were my hero?
Yeah, that too. Oh, yeah, that was the
Johnny Carson
one.
Retired from Wings. Or whatever.
Wind Beneath My Wings from Beaches. What'd you say, Johnny Carson? What?
When Johnny Carson retired? She sang that too.
Yeah.
Dude, because I remember, dude, it was like.
Because that song also became like. No. There was another song that became like the anthem for the Iraq War, right? It was her other one after that.
Because there's there's like three super famous songs that she does.
Yeah, Wind Beneath My Wings was huge.
Okay, Adam Johnson. Because you were the wind beneath my wings. And I could fly farther than an eagle.
Soar.
I was thinking about a poster.
Put her in the tub.
So what's your social media? Where can people find you at?
You can find us at Drama Club Pod.
Twitter and Instagram.
You can find us on Reddit at
drama_pod.
Yeah. Man, you ever read a good ass book about Hollywood drama from the 80s?
Oh, please, yes.
A Don book?
The Don Simpson book.
Yeah,
Don Simpson.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
There were teams, and they did They did Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. They did Flashdance.
Flashdance.
What's the title?
Officer and a Gentleman.
It's called High Concept.
High Concept.
But it's out of print.
It's out of print.
It's hard to find.
Hard to find. Find
oh, you can find it online.
We'll
find
oh, dude. What a bad, crazy story.
God, that book, it's like, if you read other books about Hollywood, this book ties them all in together.
Wow.
It even ties in the OJ trial.
Wow.
Because Don Simpson's drug dealer was Cato Kaelin's drug dealer. And the night of the murder, his drug dealer testified, and he disappeared. His drug dealer testified that he went to go give Cato Kaelin some methamphetamine
at the
Burger King parking lot.
Wow!
And O.J. Simpson was in the back,
and it was stricken from the record.
It was stricken from the record. Yeah. The night of the murder.
It was stricken from the jury. What do you call
testimony?
It?
Testimony.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, O.J. could have paid them off, though. Like, hey, sure. Say I was with you.
Anything.
Tweet to kill.
Yeah.
But that was the night of the murder, right?
Yeah, that was the night of the murder.
Right before or after?
Before,
like, so you
because they were trying to establish that he was high when he did this.
Oh, okay.
And was on meth because, you know, Cato partied. And Cato partied.
Do you think we can get Cato Kaelin on our podcast? What is he doing? He's not doing
nothing.
Shit, right?
Yeah.
Let's go
he's
pick him up.
He's living at Russell Peters' back house.
I thought it was Joey Medina.
Felipe has a boner, I think. No, bro, I have a bone to pick with you.
Let's try that.
What's up for Rodrigo? Social media, por favor.
At Rodrigo Torres Jr. Jr. spelled JR.
Somebody wants to know about
Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Joe Diaz said.
Your dad also on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Joe Diaz sold coke to Ricky Martin.
Is that true?
What did they say? Think of that.
No, actually, Joe Rogan didn't sell directly to Ricky Martin. His publicist or somebody went to looking for drugs at one time, man. Remember that one time Joe Diaz was telling a story with Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston?
Oh, Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston. Her dad had admitted to doing a lot of stuff, helping her out, being a, what do you call it, a codependent sort of person. What do you call it? An enabler.
When does her movie come out?
I don't know.
Whitney has a movie coming out?
Yeah. It premiered at Cannes this
really
week.
Good.
Who's playing her?
No, it's
like a documentary.
Damn. I want to say it's from the same people who did Amy. Oh, no.
That was a good one.
It just, they want to release it like the same way.
I really felt bad for her daughter when they had that show, the bomb.
Bobby Brown.
And there was a sad episode when they went to go shopping. And the older kids, you know, they were like being older kids and the little girl was behind the one that passed away. Mm-hmm. And like, you could tell like she didn't know like how to be a little girl or how to just be anybody. Because I remember she just bought like seven.
A bunch of hats.
A bunch
right?
of hats yeah. that were fucking like $300 each.
Yeah. She just had nothing to do. She so she's just like shopping do. And buying stuff
give,
for her
give
cousins.
Me those five hats.
Yeah.
And then I think they showed that was Mother's Day. And they couldn't find Whitney.
Well,
and
Whitney,
then
she was
she,
mad.
She came out of that van full of smoke, and he started playing the piano all fucked up. That was sad, hard to watch.
She was mad because she didn't think, for Mother's Day, she should be spending time with her kids. And even though she only had one, her kids like and husband, like she wanted to be alone.
Yeah,
like,
she wanted like a girl's night out with her friends.
Yeah,
she had
her party friend with her
friend Crack.
Yeah, so she had her party friend with her. Then she went into the bathroom, and then she Crack came back, and she was all like, "Hey, how's it going?" Like she was all full of it.
Bobby,
let's do the pump up.
Bobby.
Yeah. Fucking with them rocks.
And then her daughter ended up marrying her adopted brother.
Right. Yeah. That was really weird. Was,
yeah.
The guy she died too, though.
Yeah. She died a year later.
The same way that her mom died in a bathtub.
You think she died of heartbreak, that little girl?
I think she had heartbreak for years already.
That's what I'm saying,
but yeah.
But like that death was just like.
I think the drugs tried. It became easier to get to fall into.
There was another actor too who raised his own wife, right?
Ted Nugent?
What?
Raised his own wife.
Yeah.
Oh, Woody Allen?
Woody Allen.
Well, what did Paul Mooney say about him? Some motherfuckers out there growing their own grass. Motherfucker raising pussy.
Hey.
That's on the race album.
Felipe, come back to the Holmberg Morning Show. Okay, bro, where is that? This guy keeps asking for Paso Robles, bro.
I know. That's romantic.
Paso Robles.
There's little wineries out there.
I'll meet you at Morro Bay, bro.
Or San Francisco Warfield, right?
No? Yeah. I'm going to be in San Francisco, bro, at the Warfield November 2nd, so go check that out. Everybody else, tonight I'm going to be at Ignacio, Colorado at Sky Ute Casino. But we call it Nacho Casino.
Nacho Colorado.
Once again, tell everybody where they can find the podcast and get all the scoop.
We're on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you could listen to podcasts at Drama Club Pod.
Before you guys go anywhere, we got to tell you guys, man, about what we heard about people moving, bro, people at getting like a bunch of bots just to like their podcast so it can move up.
Oh.
To subscribe.
Whoa. And that's why motherfuckers are moving up without ever
It's almost like listeners. The click farms for like
click
Amazon.
Farm. It's like a click farm,
it's
bro. Like
that, it's funny that you say that because people do that shit for their videos too. Uh-huh. All that stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
Wait, so you're telling us to do it?
No, yeah. No, exactly.
Oh, can you send us the link?
We're not telling you that. we're telling you that there's like Audio Boom. We went with them for ads and they owe a lot of money, but they don't owe us a lot of money. They owe tons of money to other podcast listeners.
Oh. Yeah, and yeah, we're getting out before they owe us anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's people that they're advertising for them that they haven't got paid since September of 2017.
June, some of them June of
going
last
to
year.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're talking $50,000. Yeah. Podcasts are bigger than
some
ours.
Some say the five figures, and it's, yeah.
So they thought they ran, well, I'm not saying, well, Lisa said it, but they ran the podcast plays like a fucking Ponzi scheme, bro.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it feels like
allegedly.
I'm not.
There's scammers. We respect the Ponzi scheme. But
I throw the slant on the story. Yeah. No.
There's. It just feels Seems like fish. Something bad. So I'm getting out before they owe us anymore, and before we do any more work, any heavy lifting.
Start
on
charging
our
them interest.
So I know.
Yeah.
There's. But some people are talking class action lawsuit. You know. Whatever.
They're doing that big old merger, right? And all that stuff.
They were, but now they had to abandon it because they didn't raise the money. I knew they wouldn't raise the money. They got $1 million loan. They owe $183 million more to buy this company.
Wow.
So.
What's up, fool? Go check out Drama Club with Steph and May on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you can find a podcast. And also, check out Felipe Esparza, Rodrigo Torres, What's Up, Fool podcast. Lisa and I, we did an enchilada casserole podcast.
We did half of one.
Yeah. Half of one. We're going to do the other half this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, coming up?
Yeah, we got episode 39 dropped already. Yeah, man.
And your Instagram again?
It's Drama Club Pod.
Yeah, at Drama Club Pod. Find us.
What's up, fool? Thank you very much for being a guest. Hell yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.